This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial on the website. Also, links to their podcasts. And you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, which comes out on Wednesdays. Just got my copy yesterday. It's a really nice weekly snapshot of what's going on in the market. Again, shows up in your inbox once a week and once a week only. And again, it's a really, really nice thing. I signed up for it quite a few years ago, and I have been very, very happy with it. Just get to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, I have a Klaus quiz question of the week. And don't forget, that's the number for Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. Without any further ado, joining us this morning, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Great to see you. How are you doing, Malia?
Excellent.
We got a lot to get to today. We're going to be talking about living till 100. This is going to be fun. Before we get to that, mention the Klaus quiz question of the week. Of course, we'll have a new one this week. Chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Best Buy. Before we get to this week's topic and conversation, though, let's take a look back at last week, at last week's Klaus quiz question of the week specifically. Let's get last week's question and answer to the Klaus quiz question of the week.
Yes, so thanks everyone for listening last week. Our phones really lit up. I think everybody was happy to hear this news. The question was, in 2018, the COLA, which is also known as the cost of living adjustment for Social Security benefits, are expected to rise by what percent? And the answer was about 2%. We'll see that increase hit January, and that is the largest increase since 2012. So everybody should be smiling about that one.
Darn right. And don't forget, speaking of smiling, a chance to win a fantastic prize a little bit later on the program with the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Just a tip, listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. As I alluded to earlier, we're going to be talking about how to plan financially for life until the age of 100. And how long? I mean, that kind of brings up, obviously, living to 100, which is definitely achievable these days, and a pretty high quality of life as well, to and beyond 100. Let's talk then about how long people are typically in retirement.
Well, so you think about this. Why are, you know, retirement planners talking about how long we live? And obviously, it has to do with making sure you don't outlive your resources, right? So setting up some sort of plan to make sure that you're aware of how long you might live and aware of the costs of living and all of that. So that's kind of the topic we're going to cover today. But you think about it and you say, if I'm starting work at, I don't know, 25, and I retire at 65, that's a 40-year period of time. And if I live from 65 to 100, that's a 35-year period of time. Meaning it is very possible, reasonable, plausible that you may be retired as long as you work.
Nice.
Right? And think about that. What does that mean in terms of how much I need? So, according to Statistic Brain, the average length of time we are retired in the United States, currently at least, is only 18 years. So, part of that means people actually aren't retiring as early as they would like to. Also, looking at statistics from the U.S. Census Bureau, lifespans are increasing at an unprecedented rate. Currently, people who are 100 years old or older are the fastest growing, one of the fastest growing demographics in America. Currently, there's about 72,000 people in America that are over the age of 100. But if trends continue on the pace that they're on right now, by the year 2055, there would be over 500,000 people who are over age 100. And again, that's very significant. Now, again, I think average life expectancy right now today is still about 84. So are you going to be part of that 100-year-old group right now? We don't know. But the problem is you don't get to go back in time and plan over when you go, I'm living too long. I don't know if any of you out there have heard this from your grandparents, but they go, I never expected to be alive right now.
Sure.
Right? I heard this from two of my grandparents. They're like, I really don't want to be here. My resources are running out, and I'm older than I thought I would be. So don't be that person.
I feel that way when I wake up every morning.
I could see your wheels spinning, Sean.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call right now and get on the air. Our number is 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. So if you're trying to do, you mentioned some of the statistics, some of the numbers. I know last week we talked about the Social Security website, and there's a great resource on that site, isn't there?
There is, and they are constantly updating it. It looks pretty good. If you go to ssa.gov, towards the bottom of the website, you can actually find a calculator that will tell you your own life expectancy. Now, they don't know all the particulars about your diet, your weight, or anything like that, but given if you put in the information for your age and your birth date and so forth, they'll calculate how long you can expect to live from this point going forward. So I don't want people to go out there and get all depressed when they find out how many years are left, but I think it kind of adds value to yourself to say, I'm 60. What statistically, if I'm a 60-year-old today, how long should I continue living so I can kind of plan accordingly? CJ said that a lot of people will be retired as long as they were working. Actually, we see a lot of people who are retired longer than they worked because people do take some early retirements at 55 and they live to be 95. So it is interesting that if we have some kind of expectation of the potential, then perhaps we can do a little bit better on the planning end of things now.
Well, it brings us perfectly then to what you guys do, which is financial planning and planning for retirement. When it comes to that, what are the things that people, what should you be looking out for then when you're looking at a financial plan to cover all of those years?
Yeah, so this is a big question. This is where our conversation is going today. If there's this potential for living to a certain age, you know, what are some of the things to be aware of? So right off the top, I just want to say this is why distribution rates from your portfolio are so critical. Distribution rates. Setting up a rate of and think of it visually. There's a bucket of money. There's a hole at the bottom of the bucket, right? And how much is coming out of that hole at the bottom of the bucket? How long will that bucket last before it's empty? That rate of distribution has a huge impact in your ability to sustain a longer than expected life. But in a recent, another thing to be aware of, in a recent AARP survey, 89% of those 50 and older said they wanted to actually continue living in their homes indefinitely into retirement. So that's kind of interesting because we tend to think of what is another factor that I need to be aware of. Well, one would be healthcare related costs. Another would be where am I going to live? One of the biggest expenses for Americans as they head into retirement is their home. Now, obviously, if your home still has a mortgage on it, and for those who have listened to our show, they know that we don't like mortgages on homes when you enter retirement, although we're okay with you having that, but we'd prefer you don't. That is very expensive. But then you tack on top of that the upkeep cost, right? And as we get older, we're not going to be able to do the upkeep. So we have to hire somebody to mow the lawn and to paint things and, you know, do minor fixes in the home. So where are you going to live is a critical question. Do you want to stay in your home? Do you want to go to a senior facility? What other housing options are available to you? Do you want to downsize? What's your family situation? These are all things that you should be evaluating and considering as you enter retirement and throughout retirement.
What about then as far as when you're kind of looking for that financial planner and some of the things we talk about, some of the ages and those types of things. You mentioned the mortgage and those expensive. I know in the Preble's household, from what I'm told with our budget, mortgage is a big part of this. So where do we kind of go with that then? So when you figure out when you want to live, how much, you know, that cost is important, what do we need to know there?
Well, as CJ said, distribution rate is really important as money comes out because we don't know how long everyone's going to live. Mm-hmm. But people like to know, you know, if let's say I'm currently, our household brings in $100,000, in retirement, what amount should I plan for? And some people will argue both sides of this question. They'll say, well, I won't need as much because I'm not driving a car, I'm going to be eating lunch at home more, and all these different factors. I'm not putting money into retirement, my retirement funds, so I won't need as much. But the reality is there are these other costs that do creep up. So our kind of the rule of thumb today is we're suggesting that people should plan for probably 70% of whatever they were making before they retired is probably what they're going to need in retirement. So we would even go as far as saying 70 to 80%. Because, you know, you're probably going to want to do some things you couldn't do when you were working. So if people tell you you only need half of that, that's probably incorrect.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can also find Kloss Financial online or give them a call at their office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You got to assume also, and I know there's a discussion even with tax bill about health care, and where that is. Healthcare is a significant cost when we're younger and healthy. As we get older, I've got to assume that becomes a big factor as well, and the expenses there with healthcare become a concern.
Absolutely. So CJ pointed out housing and retirement remains the number one cost as we look at, you know, what you're going to need for retirement, but healthcare is right there too. We've cited this statistic more than a few times that the average couple today who's 65 and retiring, they're going to anticipate healthcare costs out of pocket in the neighborhood of over $250,000. So those are going to be for those expenses that are not covered under Medicare, that might be long-term care for themselves, you know, the deductibles and all of those add-ons. So, and that number really doesn't include chronic conditions. You know, everyone's got a different situation. We've got their Medicare supplements. They've got their prescription plans and so forth. So, you know, those are things to look at. And we spend a lot of time, you know, evaluating that. Sometimes I feel we're more like doctors with our clients because we're finding out, you know, if they're dealing with a diabetic condition, those costs can get very, very expensive. And sometimes we're planning almost a separate savings plan just for the health issues that they might be dealing with. And looking at, you know, a little earlier on, are they going to need some long-term care coverage? It's not something that we actually sell to our clients, but we definitely evaluate perhaps their needs for that. And then also when we're looking at where they're going to live, what kind of healthcare facilities are going to be there for them given their specific needs, or where are they going to be located near family or friends that are going to help care for them, especially if they don't have a partner. So there's just a lot to take into consideration as we're sitting now making these plans for what your retirement's going to look like.
You know, as I was reviewing some of the things we were going to talk about this morning, I was thinking back to a couple meetings I've had here recently, and I've had people, and this is okay, but they'll kind of push back on our advice of trying to be debt-free and trying to make sure their distribution rate is sustainable, and they'll say kind of like, why? Right? It's like my children, and when I say, enough iPad time, why? I want more iPad time. It's hard sometimes when you know what we know and you've gone through literally hundreds of retirements with people and you see what works and what doesn't work. It's hard sometimes to explain all the reasons why. But I just encourage all of you, there is collective wisdom when people say, hey, do your best to be debt-free by the time you retire. I don't need to go into all the reasons why, but there are so many downstream reasons why it's critical. There's also another big reason why we say don't set up a distribution rate that is unsustainable. Although some people go, CJ, I want it to be unsustainable because I want to actually run out of money one day. I don't want to leave money to my kids. And I go, that's fine, but we don't know how long you're going to live. So if we plan for it to run out at 80 and you live to 90, we're in trouble. So I just encourage everybody, you know, to really take stock of what we're saying in terms of some of these critical elements as you enter retirement.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning for professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for them, they'd love to answer for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Kloss Financial office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Come up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. You'll need the number for that, and of course the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And we're talking about care and those type of things, caregiving, and in whether it's family or whether it's a professional, there are costs to that, and it has an effect on your retirement, doesn't it?
Yes. So 70% of Americans age 65, this is as of 2014, by the way, but again, 70% of Americans age 65 will need some kind of long-term care during their lives. And this is according to the Department of Health and Human Services. Wow, that's sobering. Now, if you dig into that statistic a little bit further, the average stay in a long-term care facility is less than 2 years, and the total out-of-pocket isn't really maybe as significant as you might think for the average. But the point is still there. If you reach age 65, you have a 70% likelihood of needing some sort of long-term care, right? Mm-hmm. And that might be in the home, that might be at a facility, that might be by a family member. But this notion of, hey, you know, CJ, when I'm young and working and I have dependents, I realize I need life insurance in case I die, right? And that makes sense. Then when I get older and I have no debt and I have all these assets, do I really need life insurance? And by the way, our response to that usually is no. No, not really. Now what you need, your need has changed. Mm-hmm. Your need has gone from a care for the early death, and actually now what we care about is you not dying, right? So it's kind of ironic, isn't it? When we're young, we care about you dying prematurely. Mm-hmm. You need life insurance for that. When you get older, I care about, well, if you die now, we're all fine. It's if you don't die and you live to 95 or 100 and your resources run out because you're in a nursing home. So this is where we start talking about long-term care insurance, or are you self-insured against these risks? These are all things that we look at with our clients when they come in and talk to us.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for the initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, you'll have a chance to win a fantastic prize with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And, of course, you'll be calling Kloss Financial to win that. We'll tell you all about it. Or if you have questions, you can call right now to get on the air. 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. There's a great, and I'm going to bring it back to The Simpsons here. There's a great episode of The Simpsons where Grandpa Simpson gets his driver's license, and there is a gal at the retirement home that he's at that falls in love with him miraculously when he gets his driver's license. In America, driving and having an automobile represents something, especially, I know younger people, maybe not so much, my generation on up, a car's a big thing, and it's hard sometimes to part with that, but that's a big expense and, of course, a big part of retirement planning, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and now that you've made it so colorful with The Simpsons, I can't really top that. But, it's not just the expense. I mean, not the, you know, paying for the insurance. As we get older, unfortunately, the insurance starts going back up, so it's as expensive as it was when you were younger. But it's also the liability. Let's be honest. When we have, and no offense, I have clients who are 90 years old who are driving right now, but the potential liability for there being a lapse as they're driving, for them to possibly hit somebody or someone to hit them, but just the potential for that to happen really does greatly increase. So, there's reasons that insurance premiums go up for that. But this is another very large expense for individuals older than 65. When we're looking at actually, you know, are they going to need a car? And if so, how much is that going to cost them and the potential liability for that? So we want to take into consideration that you're going to, you know, what, are you going to church? You need a car for that. Do you have a friend that could pick you up? Getting your groceries, or your kids going to bring them by. It really is something. It's our last piece of independence. We're so excited at 16 to get our driver's license, and it's really tough to give up. But there are expenses associated with it, and we do a lot of group meetings with older clients and their adult children and talking to them about relinquishing the keys. So you wouldn't think this is part of a financial advisor's job, but we spend a lot of time trying to help with that transition because it's really important that everybody understands, you know, the potential liability there.
And, you know, you think about one of, you know, kind of modern times is things, there's services out there like Uber and Lyft. And I know we hear a lot about young people using these type of things or traditional taxi cabs. There are some, you know, because of the wonders of technology, there are some great available. You don't have to necessarily be right in the heart of a city to still have transportation without a car. There's great services out there that are available to anyone, aren't there?
Tara, for those that are listening right now who are getting older and who are realizing that whether it be now or at some point in the near future, they're going to have to evaluate, you know, how long they maintain their driver's license. Let me just encourage you. There is nothing more empowering to you and to your family than when you recognize yourself that it's time to give up the keys. Because that is a very hard conversation for children to have with you, very hard for grandchildren to have with you, where they go, Grandma, Grandpa, I think you're unsafe. Once it's gotten to the level where they're approaching you about it, it's probably already too late. So I just encourage you. I get it, though, right? Somebody came to me and said, hey, CJ, you can't drive right now. Boy, oh boy, would it make me feel limited. But there's nothing more empowering than you deciding on your own terms. So I just encourage you, if anything, be early to that game, not late to that game.
Great.
So just a clarification, CJ said for all of those of you who are listening, who are getting older, that would be all of us. We're all getting older. Okay. There's no listener out there who's not.
Preaching to myself.
Okay. What about, and while we're still on transportation, but just kind of tying one more thing into this is, I mentioned, you know, bring up maybe an urban area, but I know a lot of people like to retire to Florida or Arizona or one of, you know, some of these other states or other areas. Maybe you're retiring to Iowa. I don't know. But that is also a consideration also, isn't it, to try and think of, okay, if I'm not going to be driving, what options are available, right?
Right. And, you know, we do see that on the list, you know, in Money Magazine or Forbes, some of the best places to live in the United States, and a lot of them are ones that there might be public transportation available. There might be you know, situations where the needs are close by, you know, down in Florida, perhaps for your doctor and everything kind of lined up. Moving out to the sticks in Iowa might not work for that situation. So, you know, we really like to see when a family member is able to say, hey, mom, dad, can you move out closer to me? And then we see resistance with that because people have formed their own little network near their own homes. But, you know, we do like to see kind of this migration towards some of the children so that we know that they can be watched over by people who love them.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you want to hold on to that telephone number, coming up in just a few moments, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. Don't forget that number as well at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. No cost for that initial get to know you kick of the tires meeting and appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number is 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, as we just talked a little bit about you guys and what it is that you do, let's talk about Kloss Financial. I pointed out no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. What typically goes on with those?
Yeah, so we talk about this in the show, and even our intro and outro are all about kind of like who Kloss Financial is and what the show is about, but we are a retirement planning firm. So we work with people who care about and focus on planning for retirement. So, you know, who do we maybe not serve real well. Well, we don't tend to serve people real well who say, hey, buy and sell me some stocks and try to make me into a millionaire overnight. Not that that's not a valid service, not that that's not reasonable for people to, you know, try to do.
But, millionaire overnight?
Well, some people want to try it. But that's just not us. We really are about a long-term relationship with people to try to help them reach retirement and then live successfully throughout retirement. As Sean just mentioned, we don't charge for our initial meeting. We call it the kick of the tires, who Kloss Financial is. And so, that's how we tend to meet with people. We do have three divisions. One is called our asset management division. Another is our fee for service division. So we have a lot of different ways to interact with people.
And you mentioned that get to know you, that kind of, that as you guys call it, the kick of the tires meeting. That's important. I think a lot of times when it comes to, you know, such a significant, as we talked today, oftentimes more than half of your life, there's opportunities to spend in retirement. That's an important relationship, and having that opportunity to kind of sit down, no obligation, no cost, to kind of sit down and just get to know each other, that's a great benefit, isn't it?
Go ahead, Malia.
It's important to really be able to sit down with someone and find out what are their goals, because ultimately, to be quite honest, it's not always just about the money. Yes, we want to help people reach their goals, and finances definitely play a part into that. But really figuring out what it is that's going to make you happy, and how much money will it take to make you happy. And what we find is, for half the people out there, it doesn't take a whole lot. It really doesn't pass their basic living expenses. Mm-hmm. Now, other people out there, whole different story. They need to be putting away a lot of money, because they are going to travel the world or do a very expensive hobby. So it really depends on you specifically, not what your neighbor's doing necessarily.
And so many of us, we often like to ask, hey, what are you doing? And the trouble with that, as you guys have pointed out, we all want to talk about some of the great things that we're doing. And sometimes, like, for example, oh, I got this hot stock. Not everybody wants to talk about the stock or the thing that they thought, that they didn't do quite as well with, right?
Well, I appreciate that people want to compare. You know, I often give the example to our clients that, hey, if you're not comparing your portfolio returns to what's happening in the indexes, then it's hard for you to determine if your rates of return are good or bad. So comparisons are a good thing when it comes to kind of gauging your portfolio returns or even the talent of your child in a particular sport, right? But when it comes to planning for retirement, this comparison of how much money do I need to live comfortably in retirement, or the way it comes out to us is, how am I doing compared to my average peer that works with you guys? How much money do they have? And honestly, that question is completely irrelevant. Completely irrelevant, because we have clients who have three mortgages. Unfortunately, they didn't listen to us, right? And so they need $200,000 of retirement income just to be comfortable. We have other clients with no debt who can live off of $40,000 a year in retirement. So to ask this question of how much money do I need, it's irrelevant. The question is, what will your budget be in retirement, right? And then what income sources are available to you?
You guys are too detailed about planning. No, I'm kidding. No, and it's great, and it's great to hear that stuff. Let's talk, as we were kind of mentioning, how you guys can help, and at Kloss Financial, you guys have those three separate divisions. Real quick, the two, Kloss 360 and the investment portfolio, which are the two that individuals, correct me if I'm wrong, those are for individuals. What are the differences there?
Yes. So we have the three divisions, Kloss Investment Portfolios, which is where we call it coaching and quarterbacking, but we help people, we coach them into retirement, and then we manage their investments. So that division is where we get paid an asset management fee. And then we have a division called Kloss 360 that is fee for service. Again, this works with individuals and families, but purely on a fee for service basis. We're not managing investments for you. We're not selling anything. We're just purely giving you financial guidance. And that division charges on an hourly rate or a monthly retainer rate for those who want ongoing services. And then finally, we have our Kloss 401k division. That division, again, is a fee-based division, just like all of them are, except for that division works with corporations, also known as plan sponsors, to establish a corporate retirement plan for its employees. When we're working on the Kloss 401k side, you might even work at a company that utilizes Kloss Financial for their 401k, and you may not even even know it that much, because we're working with the plan sponsor and then come out once or twice a year to do education. So those are the three different ways that people can plan for retirement with us as a partner.
And we're doing a little bonus time this morning with our friends from Kloss Financial, which means a great opportunity if maybe for you're somebody who listens, doesn't have an opportunity to call in with your questions just because of time or commute issues in the morning. We are taking calls right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they would love to answer them for you. Again, our numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's line, their phone number right here in Madison. Set up that initial get-to-know-you appointment at no cost, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week as well. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Best Buy, which is very timely with the holidays right around the corner. Black Friday's coming up. You can make that $25 go extra far. Again, we'll be doing that a little bit later in this segment. And, of course, the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAASFinancial.com. A lot of really good information about Kloss Financial on the website as we're talking about the three divisions. Also, the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can sign up right at the webpage. Scroll down to the bottom, put in your email address. It's a really cool tool. And let's talk just really quickly about the Market Pulse newsletter. Every Wednesday, I get it. It comes out. It's really, we used the term spammy a few weeks ago. It's not spammy, but a lot of people, and rightfully so, they get a little nervous saying, I don't know if I want to share my email address. You guys, literally, it's a once a week thing, and it's not selling anything. It's here's what's going on in the market, isn't it?
Yeah, our listeners appreciate the ones that subscribe to it, just to kind of get a synopsis of what's going on, what has transpired in the last week from an economic perspective and the market. So, again, we're not being predictive in it. We're just looking at a summary because, you know, if you're following the market day to day, that's great, but maybe it's hard to kind of bring it down, boil it down to, you know, the major components, what's changed with unemployment or housing, and where are the market trends. So we tend to be brief with it because we want to make sure we're just hitting the high points. You know, we love people who are interested in the markets and interested in their own portfolios because it allows us to engage with them in a different way. But for those people who just want the high level, they can take a quick peek at this and actually know kind of what's been going on.
Well, and Sean makes it sound a lot more interesting than it really is. Oh, it's great. It's amazing. Listen, it gives you some bullet points on what happened in the market. I think it gives you a link to this show, actually, from each week, which is kind of nice. It gives you a short little video on the side. You can click on a link to watch a video about, you know, wills and trusts or a host of different topics. It changes week by week. But you know, our comment is, if you don't like it, unsubscribe. I mean, I mean that sincerely. If you don't like it, don't get it. But it is just what we say. Mm. It's some bullet points about what happened in the market. It's some resources for raising your financial IQ. And really, I'll take a moment to say, since we have a second here, what is the purpose of the show? Obviously, it gets Kloss Financial's name out there. But beyond that, our hope is as it raises the financial literacy of people here in the Madison, Wisconsin area, where if they listen each week, their understanding of topics like Social Security and Medicare and long-term care and asset allocation and 401ks, that their general knowledge base just raises up so that they can be better equipped to engage their financial services as they head into retirement. So that is our hope. That's our dream of what comes out of this show. A lot of people think our dream is that everybody in Madison works with us. That's not true. That's not our dream. Our dream is just to be a resource for people and then to work with those that need our services.
And you can, of course, get all the information, sign up for the Market Pulse, and get all the information as well as this show and previous shows podcast. Just get to KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAASFinancial.com. Telephone number, Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. 877. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize. It is a great prize, as always, a $25 gift card for Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. According to a recent AARP survey, 89% of people over 50 said they want to live where in retirement? Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Best Buy. Don't forget as well, that's the number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. And online at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.